Okay, Robin, thanks very much for listening to that. Joining us on Drive, Chairman of the University of Bristol Labour Club, Alistair Tudhope. Alistair, good evening.
Good evening.
David Cameron says we're going to have weeks of a Prime Minister on a farewell tour when the government should be getting on with the business of governing the country. What do you say to that?
Oh, well, I'm sure the government will be getting on with that business. There's lots of legislation coming before Parliament in the next few weeks, and Tony Blair is still acting as Prime Minister, and I'm sure will be doing a very good job.
Do you sort of go to bed easy with this notion of a 6 or 7 week gap, if you like?
Yes, I mean, I think it'll be good for Gordon Brown to go around the country and hear the views of Labour members, hear the views of ordinary people, and also we need to elect a deputy leader. So I think the 6 week gap is necessary, and I don't think it's going to be damaging to the government of Britain, though.
Okay, well, there will be those, though, that say Tony Blair's ego is being massaged here again, all this legacy business. You know, he should have just gone when he said he was going.
Well, we have to have a period of time to... Obviously, we're not going to now elect a new leader, but to elect a deputy leader, so... That was something which was never on the cards, anyway.
Do you think Gordon Brown will suffer because, like you say, you know, there won't be anybody to challenge him? Do you think it is a farce?
I don't think it's a farce. I mean, I think it just shows how united the party is, that, you know, Gordon is clearly the best candidate. Things might have been more interesting if there had been a challenger, but I think at the end of the day we've seen, you know, 313 MPs think he's the man for the job. He clearly is the right man for Britain, the right man to be Prime Minister, and I hope, you know, the public will see that in a positive light, and it, you know, he will be going around putting forward his case and listening to people, so hopefully there'll be an element of debate in those hustings.
Okay, thanks very much, Alistair. 5:43 travel news here on Drive with Susie in a few minutes. Chinchilla in Manila.